It's Veronica and Lewis. Triple J.
Hello there. Today on the show, we had the guys from Little Dragon in. Mm. And when I say guys, I mean actually guys, because Yukimi didn't come in. She usually like fronts the band in a PR kind of way and also literally on stage.
Yeah, but we had Eric and Hawkin come in, who were lovely dudes, and told us a couple of tidbits about what they've been doing, hanging out with a very exciting Australian producer while they were in town.
Also, we found out about a bit of a hiccup for the filming of Pirates of the Caribbean, the latest film, which is happening in the Gold Coast. So we put in a call to someone on the ground there and just found out how they're dealing with the problem they're facing.
Also, we checked in with John Safran, which we probably maybe wouldn't always put on the podcast, but this time it took a dark turn because of what I remain and still claim
guilty.
Was an accident. It was an accident.
You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis, and we're joined in the studio by Eric and Hawken from Little Dragon. Hey, guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Thanks.
Are happy to be here.
You guys are Yukimi-less.
We are Yukimi-less.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she needed to rest her dancing feet.
And shoes.
Yeah, and shoes, yeah.
It's lucky.
Yeah,
we were
for the show tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
We were going to make her dance non-stop, and now one of you guys is going to have to do it. So.
We thought, oh, no.
You guys are back again. You're with Laneway Festival and doing a sideshow tonight at the Sydney Opera House. But it wasn't that long ago you were here. You're coming back often enough to, like, have some friends now to catch up with when you're back in Australia?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, the people in the hotel at least, the yeah. Portier and the yeah. receptionist. And
do you stay in the same places mostly?
Yes.
Actually, this hotel's the third time.
Yeah.
Third right. time in a short while.
You guys are trashing it, destroying yeah. the place.
Always.
Yeah. Always yeah. trashing.
You strike me as real like rock star.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Sunglasses inside.
Yeah.
That vibe.
Yeah.
When I stayed in a hotel a bunch of different times when I was doing this thing for Maddie Sellers' TV show, it doesn't matter, but I used to think instead of taking the same thing back to the hotel, I wondered whether there was something, like a place where I could hide it, like almost so I could have my own little locker at the hotel, but it was too risky. Something to consider, guys, though.
Mm. Yeah, it could be good.
Or you could steal something from the Sydney Opera House because you're playing there tonight.
Yes, it's, perhaps.
It's pretty, yeah, like Australians
like
get
tired.
Is it a big oyster? What is it, a crab? What is it supposed to look like? The
sails?
Sails.
Okay.
A big crab.
Is it a big lobster?
Actually, Australia does love having big other things. So we have like this history of having like building giant odes to fruit and animals. We have like a big pineapple, all sorts. So you could just say that could be like your opening line tonight. It's so nice to be here and the big crab.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Just see how it goes down.
Yeah.
Australia gets very, like, we get very excited about the Opera House. Is it exciting for you, or are you just like another Opera House?
Just another Opera House.
Yeah.
No, it's, to be honest, I think I'm keeping my expectations at the lowest so that, you know, because I know an Opera House is a different kind of venue than what you usually play music in. But if I keep my expectations really low, then anything's going to be superb, you know.
So. Do you guys play many seated venues?
No.
Yes, yeah, one of our first gig was in Ireland. It was in a pub, and I think 10 people turned up
mm-hmm.
to
nice.
Watch the show.
They
and
sat down.
They decided to get a share each.
Okay.
Just pushing us.
Start talking to each other.
No, yeah, in front on the stage. Yeah. It was fun, though.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, like, when you, after your very first show, when you got off, that you were like, that went really well. I reckon we'll be playing in an Opera House one day.
No.
Was it well received when you first started?
The first show we did in another city in Sweden, Malmö, we got the worst review in the history of time. Still today, it's the worst review we ever had, I think, where Yukimi was really close.
That we have read.
Finding, yeah, that we have read, exactly. Yukimi was really close looking up the journalist's number. She woke, almost like she wanted to call her. And
wow.
I was like, no, don't do it.
What did it say?
Yeah.
It just said that we were, I don't know, it's like childish lyrics, bad music. They were just hating on us.
Wow, have you?
That made us strong though, and we made it all the way to here to the Lobster House.
We should give them a call and just let them know that tonight you're playing the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, exactly.
You were wrong.
Yeah,
you were very, very wrong.
Yeah.
Do you read reviews now? At all?
Yeah.
Actually, we got a really good one from the Auckland show, I think, or the Wellington show.
Yeah.
So that one we have cut out to have like a on a bad day. We can take it out.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Do your mums collect a scrapbook or anything like that?
Perhaps, but they haven't told us. I think
I started one in the beginning, but I haven't.
Oh no! You need to keep it up.
Yeah.
You got to update it.
We are chatting to Eric and Håkan from Little Dragon. You're on Triple J. We wanted to put on Clap Clap, which was the track that we took from the Boom and Rubber Band. It's a bit like the new album's a little bit slower than your previous stuff. Is it different to play that sort of stuff live?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit slower.
No, but that's it, just slower.
Yeah, no, it's not much difference, I think. We usually play all of our material.
With the songs from all the albums. Mm.
Yeah.
So it's
a hit machine.
Yeah, we're a hit. Yeah, exactly.
Nothing but net.
Correct.
That is Little Dragon with Clap Clap. Little Dragon are in the country at the moment doing laneway festivals and a couple of sideshows, very special one tonight in the Sydney Opera House. And we have Eric and Håkan from the band with us now. When you guys released that song, Clap Clap, you did that sort of weird thing. You like released it so people could call and they would play it down a phone.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever call up yourself and have a listen?
No. Or? No, I definitely...
Weird to call yourself.
Yeah. So it was just you guys at the other end of the line going, play, play.
Yeah, all the time. It was a demanding period of the promotion.
Yeah.
Do you have any other tricks up your sleeve like that for future single releases?
They're all secret.
Yeah, we can't
say you anything. Haven't thought of them,
have
No, but yeah, hopefully.
The other little secret you guys are sitting on is yesterday you went to visit an Australian artist in his studio.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Tell us about that.
No comments. Fooled you. No, we visited a very nice musician, producer by the name Flume.
Mm, wow. Mm-hmm.
And what did you do?
We had some food. First.
Yeah, I had some
sushi,
food.
And then we listened to a bunch of
talked about
cracks.
The different painful elements of being a touring musician. Then we went to the studio.
Yeah, and you listened to some of his new music.
Yeah, it was banging. It's very fat.
Very fat and banging.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it the sort of thing where he's like looking at you while you're listening to it, and you have to do an appropriate like I'm enjoying this face?
Yeah, I don't know. It can be weird, of course, to play your music for somebody, but I think...
That was pretty chill.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys didn't pick up any instruments and get involved?
There weren't many instruments around.
No.
There's a computer.
Yeah, it was just big speakers. So, yeah, no, it was good.
So, how come you were meeting up with him? Would you guys work with him ever, or...?
Who knows, hey? I mean...
Yeah, who knows?
It was kind of a nice thing to meet some
artists, and we had the time to do it, and we kind of work with the same label.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He also does a lot of remixes, and you guys are like honey traps to remixes. People remix your music more than anyone else's. It's crazy.
Oh, is that so?
Don't you reckon? Like, no, there was just another one, today or yesterday, Bishop Nauru. Did a verse on one of your songs?
What? Don't know that?
Do you not know about that?
No, we don't know anything, no.
God.
Bishop Nauru, he did a version of Pretty Girls.
Yeah.
And he just did a little verse on the end of it.
All right.
I can't believe you guys don't know about this.
I don't even know who Bishop Nauru is.
He's a rapper out of the States.
Okay.
I just tried to have a look if we've got it in our system so we could play it to you. We don't, unfortunately. We'll have to do it when we get off it.
Yeah. Wow.
But why do you think it is? What is it about your music that makes people want to tinker with it?
yeah, maybe I think it's bad, so I want to make it better.
It's yeah. not quite there.
It's yeah. not quite there.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just trying to help us. You know?
Yeah.
We're hopelessly yeah. confused. Yeah.
And so you guys are going to play, you've got a show tonight, and then you've got the laneways to come on the weekend, and then you're heading back home to write music, is this right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, write and rearrange the little bit of the setup in the rooms, and you know we have our own studio, quite a big, nice space that we've had throughout the years. So yeah, it's always good to come back and get into our little oasis.
Yeah.
So you'll still hang out together, though. You won't write separately and come together, or you'll workshop songs.
It's
both kind of. I mean, we're all kind of thinking about music on our own ways. We have all our own setups, and but we're in the same house.
Yeah,
you're not sick of each other then?
No, we like each other actually.
Yeah, actually,
that's very sweet.
Yeah,
awesome.
And we're happy to be.
Well, Eric and Håkan, thank you so much for coming in. All the best for your show tonight. Have you set foot in the Opera House yet, or will this be you going to go sound check and have a look at it?
Yeah, we're
going
to sound check. Make sure everything is correct.
Make sure it's up to your standard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, enjoy the big crab.
And then blow the whole house
big crab.
You will love the big oyster tonight. Yeah. Eric and Håkan from Little Dragon. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
This is Underbar. You're on Triple J.
You're with Veronica and Lewis.
And there's been some potentially bad news today out about the Pirates of the Caribbean movie that's getting filmed in the Gold Coast.
No.
Yeah, I know. Apparently the crew, they're worried about the noise from the trains going past because it's so loud that they reckon it can be causing unexpected delays during filming.
Yeah, basically they've discovered that trains are going to be going past the set every 15 minutes, which means they'll have to stop the film every 15 minutes, which is totally ridiculous. And it's actually very cheeky because the Australian government basically gave them $21 million of incentive to trick them into filming in Australia in the first place.
It does feel like that.
Yeah, so to find out how that's all going, we've got one of the crew members, one of the producers actually on the phone from the production on the site in the Gold Coast. John, are you there? How are you doing?
Oh, good day, guys. Yeah, how are you?
Is it chaos there, John?
Sorry?
Is it chaos there?
Oh, no. I mean, look, I think you can't believe everything you read, you know. I don't think the train noises, they don't seem to be fazing anybody up here. I don't think it's going to be a big problem. I think, if anything, we're just going to make them work for the film.
So how do you mean?
I think they've just made a few tweaks to the plot. They're rewording a bit of stuff. You know, instead of saying, oh, is that a whale? They say, oh, it's a train. It's a little anachronistic, I suppose, but I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to really open up the scope for a whole new franchise, really.
Right. So how are you going to what changes are going to be to the plot then?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm... I mean, I probably shouldn't tell anybody, but basically, between you guys and me, basically, if you can imagine that they're going to essentially just take everything that you want right now...
Sorry, John.
Yeah,
sorry.
We didn't get that, John. Sorry.
I should say as well that you wouldn't believe it. Johnny Depp has actually agreed to... with a squid. And, I mean, that's going to really push the boundaries. But, you know, as I said, just keep that under your hat.
Yeah, sorry. No, shouldn't be a problem there, I don't think, John. But has the Gold Coast been a good venue apart from the trains?
Sorry, I missed that. Someone was riding the Tarantara again.
Are you going to have to stop filming for that too?
They were, but now they've just added new characters called the Screaming Ghost, but who you never see, but haunts Captain Jack's dreams every 5 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
Right, yeah. But I guess, apart from that, the screaming and the trains, has the Gold Coast been a pretty good venue?
Well, there is Schoolies.
Right. If you're still shooting at the end of the year, that'll be a problem, wouldn't it?
I mean, apparently not. Apparently we're going to pay them, you know, not pay them. We're going to give them swords and use them as unpaid extras. You know, every Pirates of the Caribbean film is about, you know, drunk, shirtless people stumbling around and not making any sense, so... Yeah, just give him a sword and we'll start cameras, you know?
Yeah, right. You seem to be taking this very well, John. Have you thought about, like, has anyone been complaining about any of these problems?
Oh, look, to be honest with you, Lewis, it's been a bit hard to tell who's in charge of Queensland at the moment, so we're just making the best of it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, shit, sorry. I have to, hold on. One of our monkeys is running towards 3:30, calling Gatta.
Oh.
Bubbles.
Whoa, John.
looks like someone's going to have to do another nighttime raid on Dreamland's Monkey Island.
Well, I'm so sorry, John. I hope all these changes don't mess up the film too much.
Oh, you know, look, no matter what we do, at the end of the day, it can't possibly be as bad as Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
That is true. Thanks, John. Rest in peace, Bubbles.
Thanks, guys.
You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis, and we are joined by John Safran. How you doing, John?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah,
I'm in Perth.
Yeah, right. How's that going for you?
Well, you know, I just thought, you know, because you know how it's good to make it sound like we're national and stuff?
Yeah, well done. We're all in Perth in a way. In fact, because we're all everywhere, John.
Okay, good. Sorry. No. I didn't know I'd get in trouble for that. I actually thought I'd get brownie points for that, but somehow it's turned against me.
I'm not here to get you. I'm not your mum, John. I'm not here to get you in trouble. You're the adult here. You steer this ship.
So what are you doing in Perth?
I'm here at the Fringe World Festival, a big event here in Perth.
Are you performing or just checking out the fringes?
I am, but like I don't want to make out that, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to make out I brought it up because of that.
Well, seeming a little bit like that though, isn't it?
Not at all. All I said was I was in Perth, and then you've brought up this whole thing. Why are you in Perth?
You know what? Like, Lewis, you should just back off from John Safran, because we're getting a lot of texts come in on 0439757555. Like, heaps of them came in just before saying, did Lewis just say Safran does a shit job? And then
and
so
we're like, no?
What? Why would Lewis say that? And then we just listened back, and this is exactly what Lewis said about 5 minutes ago.
And John Safran, who does a shit job of Sunday Night Safran with Father Bob on Sunday nights.
Similar.
Close enough.
Does a shit job.
I just stumbled. I meant to say does his show. And then I stumbled and accidentally said does a shit job.
I kind of, do you know what? I heard that and I just thought there's no way you would have said that. So I kind of blocked it out. So hang on, what's your contention? What are you saying you said?
I started to say does his show and then stopped and went. You really want to? Okay, let's do it again. And John Safran, who does Sunday Night Safran with Father Bob on Sunday nights, is.
That sounds pretty unambiguous.
What?
Well, I don't understand what's the glass half full version of what you said.
I went to say does his show, and then was like, don't say his show, say the name of the show. So I went does John Safran. But obviously Freudian, like right deep down, I think you do a terrible job, and I hate having you on this show as a guest. And the quicker you're gone back to Perth, the better.
Tell us what's on your show this Sunday night.
We're going to be talking to Sarah Young, a Perth comedian, who's doing a show on serial killers.
Oh, wow. That sounds hilarious.
You guys have an interest in killers in common then.
Yeah, well, we definitely had lots to chat about when we bumped into each other on the street here in Perth.
But you're also doing sort of friends and enemies. So is that sort of the idea of people kill their enemies or?
Oh, I don't know. I guess if someone's like, dragging you into the back of a truck and they're putting you down a well. They're not your friend, I guess.
No, that is definitely unambiguous.
Wow. While we're getting rid of smokers and smoke and mirrors, basically do you just find people to interview and then loosely connect a theme for your show as friends and enemies? Because it doesn't
Jesus. Are you going to like run into the Chris Scadden, our boss's office later, and dob on me more about all the whole facade that is me and my show?
Well, you know, you're the one who started to bring down smoke and mirrors. Seems like maybe you weren't ready.
Hey, we're talking to another Western Australian comedian, Sammy Shah.
Mm. Also about something loosely related to friends and enemies?
He's going to be talking. He's like he was born in Pakistan, and he got in trouble when he started being a comedian there because they said, you know, you're committing blasphemy. And then it got quite a bit dark for him over there. You know, because you know how like in Australia we all like to make out that we're always like being dangerous comedians and stuff. Mm. But we're not really. Like the worst we're going to get is someone bitching about us on Twitter.
Yeah, which hurts, but you get over it.
So he's going to come in and talk about that and blasphemy.
How bad did it get for him? What sort of trouble was he in?
A guy went on TV the next day after he'd done his, and this was like his first set. So this was like his equivalent of doing like Triple J Raw comedy or whatever, where it's like the first time he's ever on stage. And he said something about religion. He says it wasn't even like that controversial or whatever. But the next day, someone's on television saying he's like contravened the blasphemy laws of the Quran, and yeah, and so he said he had to like lay low for a little bit.
Sounds like he's made a lot of enemies.
Sounds like he did a shit job. And John Safran, who
John Safran, we're looking forward to hearing the show this Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.